Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, Donna.
I hope you're all up for a really interesting class tonight. We're going to be talking about some things that not been concerned about. I don't know too many people that were, at least people in the middle, Midwest, or on the East Coast. But people on the West Coast will especially be concerned, and I think you will want to hear this if you live there or if you have loved ones there, because we're also going to be talking about your health and how to keep it as, keep your immune systems in as healthy a condition as possible tonight. I'm going to go ahead and introduce Barbara. Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good. Barbara is our host tonight, and she's going to be sharing the first minutes with you. Everybody, because I hear a lot of background noises in the homes where you are listening. So hold on, and I will mute. You will be able to unmute yourself by hitting *6 when it's time, when we give you an opportunity to talk, or if there's something you really want to say, hit *6. And then after you have spoken, hit *6 again, and that will mute you, and we won't have your breathing and other background noises to contend with. So go ahead, Barbara.
Okay. Well, welcome, everyone, to the January 30th HeartShare class from the Heart Center. We would like to be aware of those of you attending this class, and we would like to meet you, know more about you, and know where you're from. You know, several of us have been introducing ourselves here, and if you would like to meet one of us that's in your area who is like-minded, let us know. We have contacts all over the world, and we understand that many people often feel isolated regarding New Age subjects. If you would like to stay updated on the Heart Center activities, offers and services, and updates about current happenings from the Masters, make a note to contact either Donna or me, and we'll put you on our regular email or snail mail list. You will hear from us every few weeks, most likely, or someone can call you if you prefer, or you can stay with us after the class is over for a short time of questions and answers and our prayer time. We have a HeartShare team with the Heart Center. Our active team members are Leela, Dwyn, Marlene, Cindy, Sharon, Donna Dregan, Donna Korth, Marion Schradl, and myself, Barbara Gabbard. We present this class, and we are available to answer questions, find out answers, to pray with you if you like, and to encourage you. If anyone attending this class would like to help us, just contact Donna Korth or me or any of the team members that you know. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone we know of that's invited to this class. You may also express any desires, requests, or suggestions at the end of the class, and we will honor them and you. The Heart Center is composed of many people whose desire is to hold the balance of light upon the earth by first intimately knowing our own God presence and discovering our reason for being, and then emanating light as directed by our presence. The Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background: Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. We work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth and now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings to assist us toward our ascension. Our mission statement: within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Masters' teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. We have a wonderful class tonight with the Masters Lanello and Saria, and with David Lewis, who is a teacher, author, and is the messenger for the Heart Center. You will be getting a planetary update on Fukushima the power plant in Japan and radiation and how they affect us and solutions for all of us. I suggest you have a pen and paper and use a landline phone with a speaker if possible. They only cost a few dollars more than a regular phone, and then your hands are free and you can walk around, take notes, meditate with us, whatever. We will keep the callers muted, as Donna explained, to eliminate background noise, and we've muted all of you. You can unmute yourself, as she said, by pressing star 6 if you would like to share something or ask a question during our class. Please speak loudly and clearly into the phone. When you are through speaking, press star 6 again and you will be muted again. This is important to block out noise and interference. We ask that you be fairly brief if you have a question or comment so we can finish the class on time. And now I would like to invite a HeartShare team member. Donna Dregan is on the call. Are there others on the call as well?
Marion
is on. Wonderful. Marion, would you be willing to give our beginning invocation tonight?
All right. I'll try. Do you want me to do it now?
Yes, please.
Most gracious God, Heavenly Father, Mother, Creator of all, we give thanks for all those blessings, for the ascended masters who are working with us tonight, for the angels and the cosmic beings who have come and gathered as we call to them, each person on this call tonight. May they be blessed and filled with the Holy Spirit. And may all of our prayers be going out in the love and light rays to each and every person who has reached to us this week, this month, those on our list to be prayed for. We ask that the many things that are going on our planet today, that you would give us the strength, the courage, the wisdom and understanding to better serve, to better help our Earth, our planet Earth, and our Blessed Mother Mary, and our Blessed Mother Gaia of the Earth plane. We accept that all these things are taken care of and done as we ask in the name of all those we have come to love and know, the great I Am Presence. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. We're going to do a breathing meditation now. It's called pranayama in Hindi, to relax and align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. Consider your breath as a gift and part of the Holy Spirit as we do this together, which you can do with the phone in one hand if necessary. Close your eyes now and look at the inside of your eyelids. Then, with your eyes closed, look up towards that place in the center of your forehead, between your eyebrows, the location of your third eye chakra. See your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary has said that the Holy Spirit is of female gender, thus we say her when referring to the Holy Spirit. Now follow me as I say a mantra and give you instructions to breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out. So 4 steps. Each statement is to the count of 8. So we're going to breathe in, count of 8, hold our breath, count of 8, breathe out, count of 8, and then hold it out, count of 8. Together, breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold it. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe it out. I breathe out her light to the world. Hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurled. You can experiment with this and use other words that you are prompted to use that are devotional and meaningful to you, and do it to the count of eight. And this is a great way to tune in quickly to your higher self whenever you want to take a break during the day when you're stressed or when you just want to connect with that inner self and feel a greater sense of peace and connection. Tonight we will share together a prayer to Archangel Michael. It's on the back of your snail mail letter or was sent to you by email. You are all muted, so you will only hear me say the prayer. Please repeat it with me one time. Prayer with Archangel Michael. In the name of Archangel Michael, I say, O God, I am here to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me. Love through me. Protect me and all who are on this call from all distractions, from all technical problems, and allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me to serve all life unto their freedom in the light. We also call tonight to the entire spirit of the Universal Great White Brotherhood, all cosmic beings who love this planet, and to the nine choirs of angels from out of the great central sun for the protection of all living creatures and growing things on this planet from nuclear radiation, chemicalization, and unnecessary destruction. May we all be filled with the love and light essential for the healing of our earth. And now we're going to have a song. It's called Simply Home. It's a praise song. If you have the Heart Center songbook, it's number 75 in the songbook. This song, as you focus on it, will help to change the very cells in your body. This is very devotional and will help you realize the spirit and power of the Holy Family within your heart. Okay, Donna, go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much.
Donna, did you want me to announce about
go ahead.
The upcoming prayer vigil in San Diego?
We will be talking about that. You won't have to do that because that will be in our
Okay. That will be in the presentation.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. Now let me bring up part here, and we will start right away because we have a lot of very good stuff to cover here. We are next going to have Saria, and I'm just going to share with you a little bit about him. He's a very powerful cosmic being. He is a cosmic being from Sirius. He wields the tremendous power of the God Star on behalf of the evolutions of Earth. His flame is an intense blue tinged with white, and his flame is so powerful that he requires a high amount of purity in the beings to whom he ministers. He would have to step down greatly to minister to you and me. In a spiritual sense, now he's from Sirius, the God Star Sirius. Some people call it the dog star, but it's the God Star. And in a serious sense, all have come from Sirius in a way, or most of us, many of us. It is our point of origin and our home at the deepest level of our being. And as Jesus said, in my Father's house are many, many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. So we understand that there is indeed a mansion, a castle of light, on Sirius, our original home that we left so long ago. Sirius says, any number of you hail from the God Star and count it as your home base, as you have volunteered to serve with angels from Sirius and to enter these octaves of Maya. Sanat Kumara, who came from Venus to rescue this planet, spoke of the God Star back in the end of the 70s. He said, when we speak of the God Star, we speak of a plane of consciousness where life has accelerated to etheric perfection and to the octaves of light beyond the highest frequencies, yet within the range of what is called matter. The planes of heaven beyond the planes of time and space are exalted in the God Star through the God consciousness of the vast being known as Saria. Saria, the great guru, and his Chila, the ascended master Cusco, are the ensouling divinities of these two points of light that move as one that we know as Alpha and Omega, or the positive and negative polarity. First of all, today we will hear, I think I've got the wrong one up here. Hold on just a moment. We will hear from David Lewis first, our messenger, who does a discourse with our other presenter tonight, Lanello. Now, Lanello is a master. He used to be he was here on this planet, very well known with, Mark was his name, and when he ascended, he became the Master Lanello. He is a twin flame of Elizabeth Clare Prophet, now known as Claire DeLee. And Lanello suddenly interrupted in a meeting that David was in on the 17th of January, just a few days ago. And this is the discourse that came out of this. So here we go.
The precursor to what I will share with you, I'd like to read from the Book of Revelation of the Holy Bible, chapter 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood. And they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees were burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed.
What I want to share with you now is some research I did on Fukushima. And you can all do this, because if you look on, if you can get online, there's all kinds of stuff that you can read, some of it very powerful and very truthworthy. At least I can feel it in my heart. Other stuff I kind of ignore, but you can pretty much tell if you're honed in. It's not coming out in our general media. Fukushima called, in this one article I read, Fukushima, the coming global disaster. And this is what I read from a sailor who was just astounded. He said he was on a ship that had gone from Australia to Japan. He said, after we left Japan, it felt as if the ocean itself was dead. We hardly saw any living things. We saw one whale sort of rolling helplessly on the surface with what looked like a huge tumor on its head. It was pretty sickening. And then in another ship by another sailor from the United States, he said, I've done lots of miles on the ocean in my life, and I'm used to seeing turtles, dolphins, sharks, and flurries of feeding birds. But this time, for 3,000 nautical miles, there was nothing alive to be seen. In place of missing life, there was garbage in astounding volumes. And something else, the ship's vivid yellow paint job, never faded previously by sun or sea in years, reacted or seemed to be reacting with something in the water off Japan, losing its sheen and its color in an unprecedented way, as if the outside of the ship was peeling off. Then I read an interesting report from several scientists, one of them Dr. Michio Kaku, who's, you well have seen his picture many times, I'm sure, online reporting different things and different news casts. There's an article called 28 Signs That the West Coast is Being Fried with Nuclear Radiation from Fukushima. Now, that's a little bit of an overstatement, I think. At least that's the way it hit me. But I will tell you some of the things on this list that they had. First of all, this doctor says that every day, 300 tons of radioactive water enters the Pacific Ocean totally and constantly increasing in our food chain, and they do not know how to stop it. Polar bears, seals, and walruses are being observed to be suffering from huge hair loss and open sores on their bodies. There's an epidemic of sea lion deaths on the California coastline. Sockeye salmon are at a historic low. Nobody has seen any. Fish are seen bleeding from their gills, their bellies, and their eyeballs along the west coast of Canada. There is a vast field of radioactive debris from Fukushima, which is the size of California. It has been crossing the Pacific Ocean, and it's going to begin to collide with the west coast. There are very high levels of something called cesium-137 in the plankton between Hawaii and the west coast, and this plankton, I do not know if it's still being put in supplement capsules and pills that are sold in health food stores. It's something you will have to investigate. But anything that you buy that is a sea product, such as any kind of seaweed, make sure that you have investigated, that you've called the company and made sure that it is not coming from Japan or the Pacific Ocean at this time. 2012, towards the end of the year, there was a huge increase in cesium in fish sold to the people of Canada, and many people became ill. This was not reported by the general media. There are high levels of, let me just say this. It is playing havoc in people's thyroids all over the planet. It is known to stunt physical growth if you get very much in you as a child. We know that it causes cancer, and we know that it greatly damages and weakens the immune system. Now, this sounds pretty scary, doesn't it? And I'm going to let you continue to hear what Lanello and what David Lewis have to say, and we will hear some very good things, too. So don't, feel discouraged. This is just to give you the basic place to start from. So don't give up. Hang in there. And here we go.
Our friends, we have an opportunity next month in San Diego, at the home of our beloved heart friend, Dennis Fisher, which is actually in Vista, a suburb of San Diego, to participate in a prayer vigil for the Pacific Fire Ring, or RIM. And in a meeting that we had just yesterday, where we reviewed this event, an astounding thing happened, which left most of us somewhat dumbfounded. Lanello came and shared with us the import of this event in light of what has happened recently upon the earth with the tragedy of the supposed earthquake, the tsunami that affected Japan and specifically damaged the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. Since that time, nuclear radiation has been pouring into the atmosphere and into the ocean. Lanello had me read during that meeting from this chapter 8 of the book of Revelation. I would like to reread chapter 8, verse 8. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. As Lanello shared it, from the vantage point of John the Beloved, John the Revelator, who received this revelation from an angel at the behest of Jesus the Christ. What would a nuclear disaster look like? This is what it would look like. A great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. As I have researched the effects of Fukushima across the Pacific, I have read very detailed reports of the destruction of much of elemental life in the ocean itself, and of that radiation affecting peoples already throughout the islands, especially east of Japan and and traveling toward the United States, Alaska, parts of Canada, British Columbia, Washington, Oregon, California, etc. The plume of the radiation obviously travels by the winds, and the plumes within the water travel according to the currents in the Pacific. This tragedy, this disaster, was a few years back. And yet our media, the mass media, does not speak of it as a whole, and it is through the alternative media that we find the truth. Lonello shared with us that this disaster is the worst disaster for planet Earth in over 10,000 years, and its potential effect upon life upon Earth. We are called to pray. We are called to San Diego to join in together, heart to heart, no matter what religion, spiritual organization, movement we may be in. This disaster and calamity, catastrophe of the highest order or the lowest order, is something that we can all agree to work on, pray about, and focus the energies of spirit. Lonello shared that in our events, the ascended masters intercede because we call upon them. We call upon the Lord. The energies of spirit that they wield are divinely powerful, beyond our human comprehension. These ascended masters are literally gods and goddesses. They wield lightning and the powers of heaven, just like in many of the science fiction stories, the mythologies, comics, Marvel comics now coming to the big screen, and so many recent movies. The ascended masters have accelerated consciousness to a level beyond what we in 3D can imagine. And when we give them permission by our calls, divine miracles can ensue. Lonello shared with us that a great ascended being from another system of world came in answer to the liberations by our karmic board. And this great being of light was involved in using a spiritual technology on that system of worlds to deal with a calamity of this order. And so he was called forth to see if somehow we could have a dispensation of light that would allow an amazing alchemy to occur, whereby the same type of spiritual technology could be utilized upon Earth to mitigate the effects of this destruction and radiation, which is nonstop and is continuing to affect our Earth and destroy life in the Pacific Ocean and eventually throughout one-third of the Northern Hemisphere. And so the ascended masters are working with this very high being, and on that other system of worlds, it is a type of planetary home, a different dimensional frequency. And so there has to be an adjustment of this type of spiritual technology to our planet, our biology, chemistry, and physics, because throughout the galaxies and the universe, there are different vibrational forms and frequencies. We know that if we traveled to Venus right now, we would not see life as we experience it on Earth. It is in a different type of sphere of awareness and consciousness, beingness, invisible to our human eyes. We are called to San Diego, physically, if you can make it, to participate in one of the most important challenges of our lifetime and something that will affect future generations, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and beyond. The half-life of some of these isotopes is a long time. And the diminishing or the eradication of the radiation takes thousands, tens of thousands, and sometimes hundreds of thousands and millions of years, as our current physics tells us. The only answer to this dynamic and equation is ascended master technology, divine intercession beyond what we humanly can conceive of. The power of this alchemy that we expect to be introduced into the equation is beyond what the violet fire can do. In fact, it is so far beyond it that we would be amazed to see how it works and of the intricate nature of the delivery of solar, galactic, and universal fire, ether, and divine substances beyond ether. Now, some of this may sound to you like science fiction, and if so, I understand. All I can say is that, as I saw it, felt it, and heard it, as Lanella was sharing it yesterday, I felt the import and the energy of the delivery, and therefore I am going. Any of you who live in Arizona, California, the Western states, or anyone who so desires to be there with us, please come. And those who cannot physically come, please participate on our broadcast. We have a recommended donation to cover our costs of travel, etc. And yet, you can pay whatever you are able to and be with us in the full power of the Holy Spirit. Lanello said that every 3 years we have to make a journey somewhere in the fire ring to physically pray for and do the spiritual work, and that every year from now on until further notice, we have to consecrate a prayer vigil on behalf of the oceans, the Pacific Ocean, the Pacific Fire Ring, and specifically what is occurring with the release of radiation from Fukushima. Edgar Cayce predicted long ago that Japan would go into the ocean and be destroyed. I see this event as indicating the fulfillment of this prophecy in one respect. And although people are still living upon Japan, unbeknownst to many, the radiation is impacting them and is impacting us today. In fact, Lonello shared more, which he may or may not reveal during the event. I'm not at liberty to share all because of the intensity of it. And yet I can assure you that this is something that we have the tools to invoke the light to deal with at the level that we are able to. We call forth the light, the ascended masters, as gods and goddesses do the spiritual work. We are anchor points and electrodes for the release of that light into the earth. We are crystal beings, and they rely on us to be there to focalize and anchor this divine radiation to counteract the nuclear radiation that Earth now is dealing with.
Okay, we're ending there because we also want to hear from Saria, who has considerable amazing things to say about this. But I do want to read quickly something else here that Lonello inspired. He said with David, "We meditate, we love God with all our hearts," as Paramahansa Yoga shared in the message I read earlier. "We trust God to do what God can do. We live our lives amicably, with love for one another, with respect and integrity and honor toward all. We refrain from judgment on the human level. We live a life of non-duality, that means as one, in the unity field of beingness. In this state of divine presence, God can use us for his, her highest purposes." And then David said, "As I am seeing it through Lonello's eyes, the Master Cusco, who is Lonello's right-hand guy, as a solar scientist, as a cosmic being, and as the first master who will address us at this event in February, will wield energies of spirit that will astound many of us. Remember that it was Cusco who was the first master that spoke through me publicly in North Glastonbury, Montana, early in 2005. And it was an amazing experience for me, feeling him as a cosmic being, lowering his energy field over my chakras, my being. I felt as if I were a giant, gigantic, like my arms were 3 to 5 times larger than normal. I felt like the Michelin Man. The energy cursing through my chakras was phenomenal, and so it has been ever since." Now, you can go onto our website and learn more about this event. There is a slider sealing the fire ring in solar light and love that you will see on the homepage. A weekend prayer vigil for the Pacific region, which will be Friday, February 14th through Sunday, February 16th, the information is there. Now, if you have any questions, if you don't have a computer, if you don't understand how to get the information for some reason, get out your pencil and paper. I'm going to give you 2 phone numbers that I have here currently that you can call. And if you're interested in getting more information, even in getting on the prayer part of the broadcast and praying with us online or through the telephone, because you can, any one of you who don't have a computer or don't want to use a computer for some reason, can get on a telephone and do this also. So here's the number to call that will give you all that information. 312-253-7600. That's 312-253-7600 or 630-894-4410. That's 630-894-4410. And at the end of this class, we're going to have about 15 minutes time when we pray for people with prayer requests. And you may ask a few questions then also. So now we're going to hear Saria. And this is going to be quite powerful. So get ready, gang.
Disciples of the Living Word, advocates of truth, keepers of the lightning, solar initiates. I, Surya, come and emanate through the sun of this solar system in this hour to increase the vibratory field of light around the earth, safeguarding life itself in your domain and setting the table for that which will transpire soon during your prayer vigil. This may result in a step up for many of you and the energy pouring through your chakras and your being, and therefore for you to be the greatest instrument for this release of light requires greater purity, a catharsis of that which is unreal, and an infusion of God light from deep within your soul and spirit, in order for you to be a greater chalice for the alchemy of divine love and planetary self-transformation that is essential in this hour. Blaze forth the light of the sun now into the solar presence of each one of our initiates, O Lord. Increase the radiation of soul, of spirit within these, O Lord God Almighty, O Lord of the world, Gautama, with Maitreya. Increase the level of the threefold flame of those who can bear a greater portion of light in this hour. Allow them to adjust, to acclimate to this new level that is required for the greater dispensation from this holy being, from the Pleiades, to be brought forth for the salvation of life upon earth, and especially within the northern hemisphere and the Pacific region thereof. Praise for the light of the great central sun through Helios and Vesta, through the god and goddess Meru, and through you, O disciples of the sun, disciples of the one. This day I ride my chariot of fire, not with the four horsemen of the apocalypse, but with mighty solar beings, Ram, Vishnu, Brahman, Shiva, in order that the gathering of the elect may occur, the sealing of the sons and daughters of God within their forehead may also occur, for the safeguarding of those called to be saints with Melchizedek and beloved Jesus, and for a greater conflagration within the heart from this day forward to occur for the victory of Earth as a planetary home, as an Edenic world, as a haven and heart of light for the mothers divine. their children. To those who have been involved in releasing calamities of this magnitude, I say on behalf of the 420 elders, your days are numbered. And the life energy vouchsafed to you that you have utilized for destruction and the annihilation of all that is God good are withdrawn. To a point of 90%. There yet remains only for you to use thus 10% of the life force. For you have proven lifetime after lifetime that your only desire through anger toward God and denial of the light is to control the lifeblood of humanity and to attempt to violate the laws of God eternal. Therefore, I breathe in this essence which returns to the sun of this system and is therefore re-released unto the light bearers who can maintain harmony, peace, and true brother sisterhood by the grace of the Lord and the power of his word, the science of that spoken word. Now, blessed ones, be careful of that which you speak from this day forward. Maintain a state of harmony and of balance in your being so that this greater equation may continue to manifest through your auric field and your chakras, allowing you to be receptors and distributors of this solar wave, divine light. I thank you for your service, and I will be there in San Diego with my disciple Cusco, accelerating the light drawn forth from the great central sun on behalf of Earth. And ye all. Greetings from Alpha and Omega, and blessings from Sirius. I thank you.
So that's pretty amazing. We find that the days are numbered of those particular beings who are responsible for this. So it sounds like the earthquake, the tsunami, were not necessarily natural. We don't necessarily discuss this. The most important thing that we are here to do at this time is send forth healing light and love and emanate this throughout our planet. And the most powerful way to do this, of course, is when we gather together in a group. And Manella said it was important to come to the West Coast and do this. But it would also be very, very helpful and important for those who cannot go to get online in some way or to get on the telephone and learn how to take part in this prayer vigil as it goes on February 14th through 16th. Now, what I want to do right now is share with you how to protect yourself from unnecessary radiation. And I found, as I did some research on everything that I could find, I found some very important things, and I whittled it down to the most important here. And I will go through that now. And if you can stay over when we're finished, after our closing prayer, we can discuss this further if you have questions. We will also take prayer requests. Perhaps you will have people that you know on the West Coast that are going to get the effects of this first, that we can also be praying for their protection. Okay, the products that you're going to need to avoid in your stores are the following, and let me just give you this one little introduction here. This one researcher says that many experts are urging people to stop eating any sea life from the Pacific, and this would obviously include anything from Japan. Marine chemist Ken Wessler found Pacific cesium levels 50 million times higher than pre-disaster levels. The levels tapered off a little, but they plateaued at 10,000 times higher than normal. The algae is contaminated from the East Coast, and it goes into the little fish, to the big fish, and then to you. Secondly, to be careful of any dairy and meat products. The higher on the food chain, the higher the concentration of radioactive materials may be. Dairy products in particular may be the most contaminated because the living creature has eaten the contaminated grass, other foods and water from contaminated rain that forms over the Pacific and the atmosphere there, the radiation from which is stored then in its body and passed on to whoever eats it. After the Chernobyl disaster, there were numerous cases of children becoming severely ill from drinking cow's milk. And someone was mentioning to me the other day that the word Chernobyl means wormwood, which has to do with radiation. And you will, if you do some Bible studies, you will learn about that. Then this expert says products that you should choose that will protect you are the following. Citrus pectin or apple pectin, especially I would say apple pectin because it's also more soothing to the digestive system. In supplement form, these have been shown to bind to and remove radioactive materials such as cesium-137 from the body. Try citrus pectin or apple pectin. Check where you're getting your food, where it's been raised, and whatever you get. Secondly, spirulina and chlorella have both been shown to reduce significantly or even remove radioactive material in people who were contaminated by the Chernobyl fallout. However, this blue-green algae superfood has been raised, at least some of it, in Japan or nearby waters. So check that out. I know that we get some very good spirulina from, I think it's a huge, I can't think of the name of the lake in Oregon, but there, you can check that out. I know that the companies now that sell us stuff in my health food store are measuring with Geiger counters and other instruments to see if there's any radiation in anything that they are using. Seaweed that comes from the Atlantic or from Ireland, I think that's the safest they have found, is that dulse, which is a type of seaweed from Ireland, is the safest. Seaweed and also green and black tea have been shown to neutralize radioactive isotopes in the body, and they contain a high amount of protective natural iodine that would definitely protect your thyroid. Fourthly, food that is high in carotenes or carotenes, such as vitamin C and E and A, or pre, it's the carotene, the beta carotene, are natural protectors against radiation-induced carcinogenesis. This includes carrots, sweet potatoes, beets, winter squash, kale, collard greens, chard, and spinach. Again, that's carrots, sweet potatoes, beets, winter squash, kale, collard greens, chard, and spinach. Especially if you, now here's where I think it might be helpful. Getting food from South America and Mexico is still safe at this time. Or grow it. Learn to grow your own in your own vegetable garden. There's even something called a tower garden now that you can take inside and out of your house if you want to, and it is marvelous. You can look it up, Google it, go to the library and Google tower gardens, and you will learn a lot about that. That's a very good way to feed yourself at any time. Sprouts. Any kind of sprouts you can raise, and it's very easy to do sprouts. I wish I had time to tell you how to do it. But if you can always call me, or you can just look up sprouts by Googling or on your search engine that you use on your computer or at the library computer. The entire cabbage family is high in something called caffeic acid. That's not caffeine. It's rather something called caffeic acid, which seems to protect peripheral blood lymphocytes against gamma radiation-induced cellular damage. And this would include broccoli, cauliflower, arugula, bok choy, radishes, mustard greens, and there are other things that you can look up under the cabbage family. Number 6, herbs high in selenium seem to protect our bodies against DNA damage from radiation. These herbs are nettles, burdock root, catnip, and ginseng. Those are the most well-known. 7, certain members of the legume family, especially lentils, astragalus, and red clover, may assist with DNA repair, cellular repair, and with protection against radiation. 8, miso soup has been shown to be very protective as it contains dipicolinic acid, and it may discharge radiation from the body. Rosemary is very good. Now, one time at Christmas, I found this little plant with a rosemary bush in it that looked like a little Christmas tree. And so since we were deciding not to have huge trees anymore, we brought home this little rosemary plant and used it as a Christmas tree. Now it's this huge bush in our backyard. It's helpful to have greens growing around your house because the green leaves are your medicine, and they also take in the radiation and can help to neutralize it to a certain degree, or at least protect you and the air around your home from radiation. 9, reishi mushrooms have also been noted to increase the white blood cells and increase the overall immune protection of the body, even combating cancer. Now, the one recommended method is buying the reishi mushrooms if you can find them in a store. And sometimes I see them there. They're a big mushroom, and people will slice them, simmer them at a very low temperature for about 3 hours, and drink the concentrated tea out of that. And you can buy many supplements that have reishi mushrooms. I don't know how well they completely digest, but they know that the tea from it works very well. And one that I use all the time, this is number 10, is cilantro. Now, cilantro I buy in bunches of 2 or 3. I blend them in my big blender with about a half of a frozen container of apple juice that comes from Michigan or someplace, if I can, that does not have sugar added. And I fill the rest of it, well, 3/4 of the container with water, and I blend that until it's pretty finely blend, and it makes about a half a gallon, and I pour it into a big half-gallon container, and I drink some every day. I make protein drinks with it also. But cilantro removes heavy metals from the body, and it's especially good if you have some good, reliable source of chlorella. Silymarin, or milk thistle, is another herb that cleanses the liver and prevents it from absorbing toxins such as radiation to a certain degree. Another thing is bentonite clay, but when you use bentonite, I would say, before you do it, get some good instruction. Look it up on your search engine or go to the library and study it a little bit, because it works a little different through different people. But it has been touted as doing the same through binding and removing any foreign substances. Now, I'll mention this. A Dr. Cynthia Watson, she's an MD, said that any nutrient that supports glutathione, which is the body's first defense in protecting against free radicals, is also very beneficial. And here are the ones that do that. NAC, N-A-C. Just know it as NAC. I can never remember what it stands for. But NAC works with glutathione and helps in protecting the body against the free radicals, of which your radiation is the worst. Vitamin C, vitamin E, and selenium. Alpha-lipoic acid, some people just call it lipoic acid, from 100 to 300 milligrams a day. Oh, now I remember. NAC stands for N-acetylcysteine, and I think that you take about 500 milligrams once or twice a day if you feel like you have come in contact with some radiation, or you may want to do that at least one, take one dose once a day as a protective thing. The vitamin C, they recommend 2,000 milligrams a day. Vitamin E, 400 units of the gamma tocopherol type. And selenium, 200 micrograms a day. You could also take the glutathione. This doctor also mentions coconuts and coconut water are high in potassium and magnesium that also help cleanse your body from radiation. So those are some things that you can do, and I do want to mention, let's see if I can find it here. There is a wonderful, oh dear, where did I put it? There's a wonderful place, it's called Dynapro, that I get a lot of stuff from, and they carry two little, what I call them polarity pillows, but they're little, about 4x6 plastic pillows they're programmed to cancel out radiation. One of them is for x-rays and moderate radiation that you get just from walking in front of stuff, like too close to a TV or a microwave or your smart meter or in a wire place that has wireless stuff. The other one is gets rid of the radiation that we're talking about tonight. And the company where you can get these little gadgets, and there's nothing you have to do with them except, here's what I do. I put a little piece of my hair, and I tape it onto each of these things every so often. You leave it on there for about 30 minutes usually, and it actually sends to you electromagnetic frequencies that are programmed to cancel out any radiation that you may acquire in your body. Now, it's hard to know whether you have radiation, but there is a map that you can find on Google. If you look up radiation and natural protection, or there's all different things you can put in your search engine, and they will bring all the different places where you can find the answers. If you look that up, you will find everything you need and want to know about protecting yourself from radiation. Anyway, this Dynapro company that sells these two things that I just would not be without, the number is 1-800-877-1413. And the lady who handles this company is named Beverly, and she is a sweetheart. She will talk to you and explain to you what the products do. She'll send you a whole list of their products. They're mainly homeopathic, quantum science-oriented products, things that are protective. And another thing that some people use is they do muscle testing to find out if they have a problem with radiation. Or they use a pendulum and do radiesthesia, which is like muscle testing because your arm moves as you ask the question. Your arm swings this little pendulum either to the right or to the left or straight back and forth if it's neutral. And you can ask all kinds of things if you're not used to getting right there in touch with your higher self. Some people will do these things first before they learn how to get immediately in tune with their higher self and sense whether they need to take some precautions such as we have been discussing. So that's basically what I want to say tonight. And if you have more questions, hang in there. We're going to seal our class, and then we will have our prayer time. So Donna Dreegan, if you were there, would you seal the class for us tonight?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
In the name I am that I am, we call to all of the ascended masters, to the archangels, the angels, the elementals, to please help us in every way that you can to understand this information and to respond to the masters to help the earth and help ourselves. We ask this in the name I am that I am. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Donna. Okay, we'll say goodbye to those that need to go. And for anyone who would like to stay for our prayer time, give us prayer requests, ask any further questions from our class tonight, or share any additional information, we would love to have you. When you want to speak, just hit *6. And when you are through speaking, hit *6 again. Okay? So go ahead. I'm taking prayer requests or questions.
Donna. Hi, Donna. Lola, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank you for all our prayers. Unfortunately, we have to close our practice, but it worked out because myself and my assistant have potential work. But I'm calling because my assistant's dog is very sick. He might have a brain tumor. They're not sure. And she and I have a lot of financial difficulties, so she's not sure what she has to do and if she can afford to pay to treat him. So I ask for your prayers tonight because she's in the hospital with her dog. She's very, very close to her puppy. It's just her and him. So and I want to have you continue to pray for Nick and Shola. They're doing really well, and for Nick to continue to get really good work. And I want to thank all of you for your prayers because it's helped me and my assistant and everybody. And also for Deanna Zuleta, she's pray for her with her job, but she's doing very well with her writing, and she's gotten good feedback, and to pray that she continues to prosper with her writing endeavors.
This was Deanna?
No, I'm Lola, but Deanna's in New Jersey now.
No, I meant that. Yeah, I couldn't hear the name that you said for with the writing.
That was Deanna, yeah, Deanna.
Somebody who you said somebody is prospering with her writing?
Oh, that pray for her to prosper with her writing. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, is that who to pray for that?
Pray for Deanna to prosper for her writing, please.
Hey, that's what I thought you said, Deanna, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
okay, good.
You.
We will definitely pray for Deanna and her writing. What is her writing? What is she doing?
Well, she's writing fiction and poetry, and she's taking a class, and her teacher recognizes how talented she is, and she is, you know, and all her students are very pleased with her writing, and she eventually wants to do it full time because she's very talented, and all her writings are very positive and inspirational. So
great.
I think would really help people heal, you know, by reading her work.
Wonderful. I'm so glad she's doing that.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Lola. I'm so glad to know that you have potential work coming, too.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Who is the name of your assistant, Lola?
Her name is Ellie, and her puppy is Carson. He's the one that's sick.
Ellie and Carson. Okay, good. Thanks,
yeah.
Lola.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Donna?
Yes.
This is Lee in El Paso. I have about 3 different requests. I would like a prayer for a lady by the name of Jewel. She is in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and she has lung cancer. And her mother, Angie, pray for her because she is very, very upset about the daughter. And then also I would like prayers for our ascended masters, the white hats, the white knights, however you want to identify them, because I know that there are a lot of them that are seeking to do redress for all the people of Earth. And I do know that there is a lot of suppression coming onto them from the beings that have been in control for so long. And the other thing is that you had, excuse me, you had mentioned coconut water. What mm-hmm. about coconut oil?
It probably has the same or similar, because I don't think they take all of the water out. Coconut oil or the coconut fat is considered very healthy these days and very good for your thyroid. So it probably is also helpful.
Okay, and thank you for your prayers and for all you do for us.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Someone else?
Barbara?
This is Donna.
Okay, Donna, this is Sue Laney. How you doing?
Hi, Sue.
Hi. First of all, my beloved Rose of Light has said that she will definitely be there for the puppy and that she will work on healing him.
Oh, good.
And she's also right there with me to help me. For
yes.
those of you who don't know, she is my beloved twin flame.
Mm-hmm.
And she has helped me enormously trying to get through all the craziness that I'm going through. I have to get my A1C down because I'm diabetic. And it looks like my triple bypass will probably be end of March, beginning of April. So I'm asking for prayers from everybody that I get through it without any trouble.
Okay, we certainly will pray for that, Susan.
Yes, and as I say, you'll be there also for Carson and for Ellie.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. I'll be praying for your surgery. I'm sure it'll go very well.
Thanks.
Any other prayer requests?
Yes. Jason
Hello.
Monty, who's 14.
Jason,
if you can pray. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Jason,
pray,
what was the last name?
Jason, M-O-T-I, in
okay.
New York, a
in
young
New York.
Boy of 14.
Okay.
He needs prayer for his reading comprehension, his dyslexia.
Oh, okay.
And also Helen Wicks, W-I-X, in Maryland. She's out of work. She's been a secretary for 26 years, and the people that she would need to get a confirmation from, references, have either died or can't find them. And she needs to get work quickly.
Okay, for Helen Wicks, okay. References. All right, good. Thanks, Donna. Okay, do we have any other prayer requests tonight?
Yes, this is Barbara.
Yes, yes, Barbara.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Barbara Parker from Prescott.
Oh, hi, Barbara Parker from Prescott. I'm so glad to hear you.
Oh, hi. I'm so glad to be on, and thank you for all this information. I'm going to listen to it again because I think it's hard to get everything. But I have my son and his wife live on the West Coast in Eugene, Oregon. So prayers for them and protections. And then my sister, Margaret Sandberg, had a stroke. She's younger than I am. I had a stroke on the 15th, and they also diagnosed her with a pre-diabetic condition. She, the stroke was primarily on the left deep into the brain, but it was left a weakness on the right. She is doing very well in rehab, and actually is going home tomorrow with her husband. And so I'm just praying that she has the courage and the knowledge and the stamina to continue to do this work and lose the weight, and sometimes that's difficult. So right now we're very, very pleased with her that she's moving forward.
Oh, yes. What is the name of your son and his wife?
Yes, it's Rich
mm-hmm.
And Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-I-N, Anstein. A-N-S-T-I-N-E.
Right, Annie. Chris, and, Rich, Kristen.
And Rich and Kristen, his wife.
Rich and Kristen
and,
Einstein.
Einstein, And they live in Eugene, Oregon. And he's the one that you had prayed for work. He found some work. It's only about 3 hours, so I continue to pray. I mean, 3 hours, 3 days, pardon me, a week. But I continue to pray that the Lord is with him and other things will open, and his wife is working, thank goodness.
Oh, good.
So
we will continue to pray for him.
Thank you very, very much. I look forward to talking to you or emailing you soon.
Yes, yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, thank you for this evening. I really appreciate it, everybody.
Oh, thank you for being with us, Barbara. We appreciate your light.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any other prayer requests tonight?
Hi, Donna.
Yes?
This is Marion. I have a couple more questions, and maybe this is something you could send me on the email. I want to say more to our group that meets here on February 8th, our outreach group. And I think a lot of them would be able to join in, if not on the telephone in spirit, or even maybe some of them will on the computer, to the vigil for the Ring of Fire. So I'd like to make some kind of flyer that I could hand to them and say, these are the things, or this is how you can get in contact and all that. Now, the numbers you gave us to call for information on the telephone, who will they get? And I want to understand a little more about that, the numbers.
Okay, the first number, you'll get Jeanette Wallen.
Jeanette, uh-huh.
She would be a good one to mention the flyer to, because she does that kind of thing.
Okay.
And she would have different people that could help with it.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
A little one-page or half-page thing.
Just the basics. Uh-huh.
Copy off and give to people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. We have quite a good group here, and we have all in all on our list about 24 people, so not all of them make it to every month, but
sure.
But I can also send it out to them. And some of them they're in other groups, so they hand them out to those groups, so it really gets spread around, so that's good.
That would be great. Also, you might want to, if you think any of them would be interested in some of the information from tonight,
mm-hmm.
you could tell them to go to our homepage of heartcenter.org,
mm-hmm.
click on events, and under that, click on Heart Share Events. And the class tonight will be there as a replay in the next 2 days, probably within the next 2 days.
Within the next 2 days, it'll come on.
Within the next days, it'll be there, and they could hear that, especially if they want to hear, I don't know if they, you know, I don't know where they are spiritually, but they may want to at least know how to protect themselves.
This group is have been around, and I mean, they're very spiritually advanced, and most of them all have been on some spiritual path for a very long time, so all kinds of different ways, but they're all we're very like-minded, you know.
Wonderful.
In our essence, so it's easy group to work with. So yeah, they would I think they would like to hear this. They really perked up last month when we also worked on this. We sent energy to the ocean, and we did the Spangler, you know, he did the one about looking at your glass of water and speaking to the elementals in the ocean and sending love energy to those that are helping in the water. Spangler?
Yes, David Spangler.
David Spangler sent out an email to one of the in our group, and she sent it to me, so we did that. And they really like that because we're right here. We're right on the Pacific Ocean. I mean, I can see bits of it. So,
That's right.
We're very interested. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you so much, Marion. Appreciate it. Okay, are there any more requests before we start?
Yes, Barbara Gabbert.
Yes, Barbara.
My Philip's brother, Leonard Gabbard, age 70, is having heart surgery on Tuesday, February the 4th in St. Louis at, Barnes Jewish Hospital, I believe is the name of the hospital. And it's for an aneurysm, and they're going to evaluate to see if they're going to do a heart valve replacement as well. So,
great.
Leonard Gabbard, heart surgery.
Leonard Gabbard, got it. Okay, good.
Okay.
Excellent.
One more.
This is Barbara Parker calling, talking again, and I just want to suggest I'm using the coconut oil and the water I'm using, every day, the organic, the good things. I also put it in my two little dogs' food, and I have it in my oatmeal, and they let it melt down and every morning and try to take it other times. So I think it's a terrific product.
Yes, it is, and it does make things taste very good.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I use the coconut oil in my coffee.
Good, okay.
Because I'm not real fond of coffee, so I have a little bit of it, and that's what I do. I just use it in that, and it takes the bitterness out.
Yeah, well, I'll be. I didn't know that. Very good.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Can you hear me, Donna?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you.
Okay, this is Phyllis in Miami. I have three requests.
Okay.
The first one is for a very good friend of mine. Her name is Judy Boris. She was originally a nurse. Since May, she has been living in her vehicle, you know, sleeping in various parking lots and, you know, having to move because the policemen, you know, go after her. And she has done a lot for people. She has a skill machine, and one of her great desires is to assist as many people as possible, and she has not been charging them. And so sometimes it gets very difficult for her after all these months. So I would like prayers for her for, you know, an end to this suffering and, you know, for divine direction for what to do and, you know, for the God solution to her situation.
How do you say the last name again, Phyllis?
B-U-R-R-I-S.
U-R-R-I-S?
Uh-huh. B as in baby, U as in umbrella, R as in rabbit, R, I as in indigo, and S as in Susan.
Burris.
Right, okay, I guess it's Burris. So the second one is a relative of mine. Her name is Hazel, and the surname is Buller, B-U-L-L-E-R. She is about 88, and I would like, you know, prayers for healing for her. She tries to follow a diet with, you know, a lot of juices and so forth, but a lot of stress has been creating what you call vertigo and many other things. So, you know, for her healing and for her to be able to cope with whatever, you know, she's dealing with at this time.
Okay.
And the third request is for myself, and I'm asking for prayers for healing for my foot, the left foot. Some strange things have occurred, and I'm in a lot of pain for a long time. It goes and comes. So I'm asking for healing for that and for divine direction for, you know, the solution to changing my situation, moving.
Okay, yes. I've been praying that for you for a little while. Yes, okay, changing your address and where you need to go and what to do.
Precisely, thank you.
Yes. Good, thank you, Phyllis.
You're welcome.
Hi, Donna.
Yes.
Oh, this is Caroline.
Yes, Carolyn.
I didn't get to hear your whole program, but what I heard was wonderful, and I'm going to listen to the rest, but I do have... I've been telling people about our prayer group and our website and different things, and so I have a list from some people. Marjean Blazard needs recovery from shoulder surgery for healing, and so does Debbie. Cotter. Daryl Cotter had a massive blood clot going up his leg, and they've removed part of it, but you know how they still have the residuals, that they the break-offs?
Yes.
So they're watching those. And Marcia had oral surgery today, so she would appreciate some prayers. And Donna, would you mind praying for my family and I to come together with forgiveness and love and healing?
Oh, yes. I will continue to do that, Carolyn.
I so much appreciate it. And how are you?
I'm good. I'm doing good. Yeah.
Then that's the good news.
Yes, that's the good news. I have finally found your email address, and I keep starting to email you, and I have all these things I'm trying to catch up here, and I get distracted, but I'm going to email you, and so you look for this.
Oh, awesome. I will very much appreciate that.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Donna?
Yes.
This is Carlene Tagstrom in Sioux City.
Yes, Carlene.
I'd like prayers, of course, for Lois, for
yes.
her to be at peace with her move to the assisted living center.
Yes.
And I would like to talk to you on the telephone sometime about something that came to me during the night.
Mm-hmm.
Which is your telephone number, the 903 or the 972?
It's the 903.
Okay. When would it be convenient to call you?
You can call me any time after 10:30 in the morning.
Okay. Well, that's about the way I am. All right.
Okay.
I'll do that sometime then.
Yeah. Call me after 10:30 in the morning. Let's see. Are you on Eastern time?
I'm on Central time.
You're on Central time? Okay. Then you've got the same time as me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, after 10:30, your time.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And I'd also like prayers for myself because I feel like I've lost my best friend.
Oh,
we've
I know.
We've been best friends for 30, 40 years, and it's not the same anymore with dementia, with
right.
her having dementia.
Are you able to visit her?
I haven't visited her yet. She's been there a little more than a month, but
uh-huh.
And I'll have to give you her address, too.
I have her address. I just got it.
Oh, okay. And
yeah.
her 90th birthday is Sunday.
That's what I heard, February
yeah.
2nd? Yes.
Yes, uh-huh. And, but anyway, it's just seems to me like my best friend has died.
I'm sure.
It's very, very sad.
I know. Left
well,
a big hole in
yeah.
your life.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, do we have any other prayer requests before we go?
Yes, it's Barbara again, Barbara Gabbert.
Okay.
Please pray for divine direction and prosperity for our business, Warp 9 Computers.
Oh, good. I'm glad you said that.
Thanks.
Okay. Good. Anything else tonight? Okay, I need to know who we have here where we can divide these up, and then I'll pass out some of these.
Donna Dreegan.
We've got Donna Dreegan, we've got Barbara Gabbert, and myself. Is there anybody else?
Marion.
Marion, oh good, Marion, I'm glad you're here. Anybody else?
Can anybody hear me?
Yes.
This is Greg from Kimberly, Idaho. I'm here to help make prayers.
Oh, hi, Greg from Kimberly, Idaho. I am so glad you're on the line.
Yeah,
so,
I've been waiting on the tail end here. I got everybody's names. I just need to help make some prayers.
Oh, we would love to have you help us make some prayers. Good.
That's fine. I got as many names as I could think of. I just wanted you to know I was here.
Good. Okay, well, there's five of us, and we have about 13 things here. I'll kind of divide them up. I'll give out... let's see. We'll see how it goes. So, Greg from Idaho, I'm going to give you the first prayer, which was Lola. She wanted
okay.
prayer for her partner, Ellie, and the dog, Carson, that seems to be dying from a brain tumor.
Yes.
And then if you could pray for her sister Shola and her her husband Nick. Nick needs, his work is coming along, but he needs a better job, a better situation, and they both need better success. And also the other request she had was her previous partner in the medical practice that they had, Deanna Zulueta is her name actually, but you just say Deanna. And
she's
Diana,
the writer.
Gone into writing, so if you could pray for that. And then if you'd like to take Lee's request from, Lee was requesting prayer for Jewel in Albuquerque who has lung cancer and
lung
a very upset mother.
Okay.
And then she'd like prayer for, there is a group of very wonderful beings called the White Knights, and they are experiencing a lot of oppression as they work towards helping our planet. So you could pray for them. So those three.
Oh, awesome.
That's wonderful, okay?
Okay,
and then,
you got it.
Good, okay. And then I'm going to have Donna Dregan, if you will take Susan Laney and pray for her upcoming triple bypass that will be the end of March or the 1st of April. And if you would take, let's see, you were the one that gave us Jason Modi. Well, you're probably more familiar with him anyway. So go ahead and take Jason Modi, who's 14 and who needs help with his reading comprehension, and Helen Wicks, who's out of work and is unable to get references. And then if you would take Barbara Parker, and she requests prayer for her son Rich and his wife Kristen Anstein, and they are living in Eugene, Oregon. And so they're going to need help with that situation anyway. Her sister Sandberg, Margaret Sandberg, who had a stroke on January 15th and who is pre-diabetic, and she's doing well. She goes home tomorrow. Just pray for her continued well-being and healing and losing weight. And then if you could, let's see, that's Susan, Jason, and Barbara. Okay, that would be enough for Donna Dregan. And then for Barbara, if you'll take Marion and pray for her group that she has there in Seattle. Also pray for her son, Philip. Pray for him and the job situation and where he will be going. I think he's coming to be with Marion possibly for a while. And just pray for the unification of the group people in Marion's group, and just good spiritual growth for them.
Okay.
And then let's see. I'll go ahead and take. No, Phyllis. Oh, and then Barbara, take Phyllis in Miami. She's asking for healing of her left foot. And the problems that she has with her foot come and go. And she does not quite know what to do with it. Plus, she needs prayer for what direction she should go into, where she should move. Her living situation has been a challenge for her for a good long time. And then if you could pray for her friend Judy Burris, who lives in her vehicle most of the time and has spent most of her life helping people. And she needs a good situation for her health, for herself, a good living situation, and the income that she requires. And if you could pray for Hazel Bueller, that's a relative of Phyllis's. She's 88 years old.
What's her first name again?
Hazel.
Hazel.
Hazel Bueller. She's 88 years old. A lot of healing also, and she has a lot of stress and vertigo.
Okay.
Who else do I have praying with? Oh, Marion. Yeah. Marion, if you would like to pray for Caroline, pray for these requests that she has. She, in her group there, Margene, who's had shoulder surgery and needs, you know, is having a lot of discomfort with that, needs healing. Debbie and Daryl Cotter. Daryl's having problems with blood clot in his leg. And I'm not sure where the blood clot is going. We've got to pray for the dissolving of that clot. for her friend Marcia, who has just had oral surgery. We need to pray for the healing of that. And if you could take Carlene Tagstrom's request. Carlene wants prayer for Lois Bjork, who needs to have peace with this move. This has been a sudden change for her. She lived in her home there in Sioux City, Iowa, for years and years and has been Carlene's best friend. And now Lois has moved to a new place. She's dealing with, I don't know if it's Alzheimer's, but it's older. It's a loss
dementia.
Of memory.
Dementia.
Yeah.
Dementia, that's the word I was trying to think of, right.
Okay.
Do that, and then I'll take the rest of the things.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So we'll let you start, Greg. That would be wonderful.
Well, let's see. It was for Lola. And,
mm-hmm.
Well, I've never done this before with a group.
Okay.
So
why don't
somebody go ahead, and that way I can see how to follow.
Start this time.
I don't know how formal you're getting.
We don't get very formal. No, you can
okay.
just say, dear God, help this person and that person and that person, however you want to do it.
Okay, that sounds great. Then I sent out a prayer with Beloved Mother Mary to help Lola
mm-hmm.
with her ailments and her dog, Carson.
Yeah, it's Ellie and Carson. Ellie is the owner.
Ellie and Carson.
Mm-hmm.
And to my Holy Beloved Christ self, the other name was Shola, her sister,
mm-hmm.
to help her with what she needs in divine order with her healing, and her husband Nick with his job that he needs and what he needs for his healing. Deanna, to help her with her writing skills, and apparently her writing is for helping people heal. So we need that on board. Lee, and I didn't know if I got the name right. It's for Jewel, who we can visualize a lot of light in her lungs to help her with apparently lung cancer, which seems to be gone already, and some positive energy with the Ascended Masters to help with releasing the pressure of negativity on the White Knights, so they can do what they have to do in divine order. So be it in Christ Jesus' name.
Excellent. Thank you.
How's that?
That's great.
Okay.
Fine. Okay, next.
I think I'm next.
Yeah.
In the name I am that I am, we call to Mother Mary, Raphael, Hilarion, the healing angels, for Sue Langley, with her triple bypass at the end of March. Please be with her, surround her, work, Mother Mary, with the doctors and everyone in the operating room, that everyone will be at their top best, and Archangel Michael protect that room. In the name I am that I am, and we ask also Barbara Parker and her sons, Rich and Steve and Kristen, also in Eugene, Oregon, please protect them, surround their area with great light, and Archangel Michael, again, surround that area that nothing will penetrate, that they will be safe, their food and everything else will be safe as we proceed on with our lives. And we ask also, in the name I am that I am, we call to Mother Mary again and Raphael, Hilarion, the healing angels, for Margaret Sandberg, who had a stroke January the 15th. Please be with her and maintain healing every day, and also work on her pre-diabetic condition and help her lose weight to maintain a good balance. And we ask this also in the name I am that I am. We call now for Helen Wicks in Maryland, who needs work. She's near Washington, D.C. And we ask Lanello and Claire DeLee to please be with her and find the work that she needs the most, even though she's been a secretary for 26 years. Whatever she is in need of and whatever God's will is for her, we ask this also in the name I am that am. And last but not least is Jason, young boy of 14 in New York, Jason, M-O-T-I, Moti, for his understanding of the comprehension in school and for his reading, that it be accelerated. Saint Germain, work with him also. And Mother Mary, again, put your hands over his head, on his head, that he may be penetrated with your love. We ask this in the name I am that am. Amen.
Thank you, Donna.
Okay. I guess this is Barbara Gabbert. I guess it's my turn now.
Go ahead.
In the name of the Holy Family, I call to all the hosts of heaven, and specifically to Archangel Michael and his son Micah, the angel of unity, to place their electronic presence over Marion Schradel's group in Seattle, Washington, to seal them in light, to bring them together in harmony, in peace, in joyful camaraderie, in loving forgiveness and interaction with one another. I pray for the solidification and the expansion of this group, and let them work together with full concentration and cooperation, work on projects of light together, and help them maintain their joy and their harmony. I call for the protection of Marion's son, Philip. Pray for the best possible job situation for him, for continued employment, and for him to find satisfaction and true service to life in all that he does. I call to Blessed Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael and your healing angels to surround Hazel Bueller, who is dealing with a lot of stress and has vertigo and other health issues. Give her comfort and peace and the help that she requires to be at optimum health at this time in her life. Help her find the right companionship and the right treatments to make her life as simple and pain-free as possible. I also call to beloved Kuan Yin for the transmutation of the cause and core of the problems with Phyllis's left foot, the pain that comes and goes. I pray to beloved Cyclopea and Virginia for accurate diagnosis of the cause and core of this situation and for the mitigation of this problem. I also call to the Great Divine Director and to Phyllis's own sponsoring masters and to her own higher self to give her clear divine direction regarding where she should live, where she should be moving. Help her with divine timing. Help her to be patient and keep the goals clear in her own mind, and to trust in God for her to be in the perfect place at the right time. We also pray for Mother Mary to wrap her arms of light around Phyllis's friend, Judy Burris, who's been living in her vehicle. We pray for the divine solution to her homeless situation. Reward her for her many years of service to life, and help her to receive the help that she has so generously given to others, in her time of need now. We thank you for your great love, and we accept this done gratefully in God's holy name. I am.
Okay, Marion?
Okay. We call on the divine cosmic beings who assist us with healing and with our prayer request this night to bless Marjean, a friend of Carolyn's, in healing her shoulder. Help her to be able to carry the loads of her life and carry them joyfully as she goes forward from this day on. We pray for Debbie Cotter and her husband, Daryl, who has blood clot in his legs. We ask that his blood be returned to its normal consistency throughout his body and let it circulate in a happy, joyful way that he may live a full and happy life. We also pray for Marcia as she's having oral surgery. We ask that her problems all be solved, that she be able to eat and chew and go about her life and enjoy her food and everything that she needs to do so she is completely well. And we also ask that Caroline's family come together in peace and joy and love for each other as she so desires it. And we also ask for Carlene, for Lois, who is having a birthday. We ask for peace in her life as she is in assisted living facility. And we pray that her her mind, her spirit is in heaven speaking with the angels and that she's understanding everything that she is going through on that level. So she is preparing for her ascension. And we ask that this not cause any stress to members of herself or for her family as she goes forward from this day on. We give thanks for these prayers to be answered. In Jesus' name, in the name of all those who lend healing to this earth. Amen.
Amen. And Father, Mother of each of these people, we call to you and send you our love and light because we are all one. And tonight we would particularly call for Leonard Gabbert, who is going to have surgery on February 4th. In the Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis due to this aneurysm that he has. And we do pray that he will come through this successfully and that this whole experience will be one that raises him up higher spiritually, helping to look at those things in his life that he needs to look at and take care of or allow you to solve for him. If he needs, if he has relationships that need to be healed, whatever it is, we do pray for the successful outcome for Leonard. And we pray today for Warp 9 Computers business, for Philip, for the direction that they should be taking, for the place that their business should be located, if it should be other than where it is now in their home, if their home should be different, if whatever is required for Philip and Barbara at this time, for the needs to be met above and beyond the expectations they have ever had at this time. If Philip should be working at a university or other things that Barbara should do, whatever it is, may they see their needs met abundantly above what they could ask or think. And we prayed, I would pray right now for Annie, Kayla, Anthony, and all of their relatives, and Caroline, as they relate together, since this comes to mind strongly, that there will be a great influx of love and light in these family relationships. And I would pray this for all families on this planet, the family units and the family structure has so changed due to technology, due to the media, and other issues and things that are occurring on our planet. We pray tonight for families to be filled with love and light and joy, to see through anything they need to see through, that they may see the light and the truth. And may the lies be exposed that are out there, and may the truth be exposed that are out there. And may everyone know what they should be doing at this time and do it. May their dreams take them to those universities of the spirit and those schools of the masters and their retreats when they go to bed that will cause them to sit up and say, yes, that's what I need to be doing. So we thank you tonight, beloved Holy Spirit, beloved sponsors of the Heart Center, and all of the angels who have been with us and guiding us tonight in our technology, in every bit of this class and beyond. We thank you for your love and light and presence and guidance in our lives tonight. And we say to you, we love you. We're sorry. Please forgive us. Thank you. Thank you that you and Almighty God are in control, that heaven and the great central sun love us far above and beyond what we can ever imagine. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, everybody. And our next class.
Donna.
Yes.
And I said thank you, Donna, Barbara, and everyone on the prayer group. I'll pray for everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Lola.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And our next will probably be February. Yes, it will be February 27th, if you want to write it down. If there's anything you would particularly like covered in a class, feel free to send me an email just at donnacorth@suddenlink.net. Give me any ideas, suggestions, questions, because that's what we're here for, to help everybody grow above and beyond what we could even imagine.
Right.
Thank you. And good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
And everybody,
good
happy night. The Valentine's Day from Rose and myself.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.